With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A Trump 100% tariff could be hitting some patented drugs this year. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer explains.
President Donald Trump has signed an executive order that could slap long-threatened pharmaceutical tariffs of up to 100% on some patented drugs from companies that do not reach deals with his administration in the coming months. Companies that have signed a most favored nation pricing deal and are actively building facilities in the U.S. to onshore production of patented pharmaceuticals and their ingredients will have a 0% tariff. Companies that do not have a pricing deal but are building such projects in the U.S. have a 20% tariff that will increase to 100% in 4 years. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Big changes within the Trump administration. The president has fired Attorney General Pam Bondi. More from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Word of Bondi being ousted as the nation's top law enforcement officer comes amid multiple media reports that the president had become increasingly frustrated with her job performance. People familiar with the matter say he was unhappy with Bondi's handling of the Jeffrey Epstein files and hurdles that the Justice Department had encountered in investigations into Donald Trump's perceived enemies. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche, another Trump loyalist, will serve as the acting AG. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has given Army Chief of Staff General Randy George his walking papers. President Trump says he will soon be signing an order to pay all Homeland Security Department employees who've gone without paychecks during the partial government shutdown, 48 days, and he is sharply blaming the Democrats for that impasse, while thanking Republican leaders for their work in trying to end the standoff. This is SRN News. Now, the Supreme Court is taking a very strong stand for religious freedom. More from Michael Harrington.
Legal analysts say the legacy of the current high court will include a number of things, amongst them an unprecedented determination to carve out protections for people of faith in an increasingly secular nation. This week's 8-1 ruling striking down a Colorado law that forbids counselors from helping young people abandon the LGBT lifestyle is just the latest. And in many of these rulings, liberal justices are joining the conservatives for big majorities. Michael Harrington reporting.
A 25-year-old mentally ill Spanish woman who was not suffering from any terminal illness has taken her own life through physician-assisted suicide. The woman fought a 2-year battle with her family over the right to do so. As the Spain struggle unfolded, her case was very closely followed not only in Spain but around the world. This is SRN News. It is considered to be a major discovery. Scientists now have unearthed a Danish warship sunk by Nelson's fleet more than 200 years ago. Here's correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Denmark's Viking Ship Museum, which is leading the months-long underwater excavations, announced its findings on April the 2nd, 225 years to the day since the defeat of the British fleet. Head of Maritime Archaeology Morten Johansen says the 1801 battle plays a big part in Danish national feeling.
We actually don't know how it was to be on board a ship being shot to pieces by the English warship. And some of that story we can probably learn from seeing the wreck and the debris of the wreck.
I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details at srnnews.com.